I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. Hello to all of our amazing members in maintenance. How are you feeling? How is it going? Welcome to the Monday Live. So on Sundays, we're posting a poster in the maintenance and mindfulness group. If you have any questions, that's your opportunity to put them on the poster on Sundays, and then I'll go through the list on Mondays. But of course, if you are here and you are joining me live, feel free to ask as many questions as you might have. All right. So first question today, not sure if I missed the Asked Gina segment. So first of all, just like in the weight loss group, don't worry about if the question's already been asked and answered, whatnot, just ask any questions that you need. We're here for you. When we are in maintenance, is it still a good idea to eat within those 3.5 hour time frames or truly just when we feel like eating? So we don't want to control or moderate when we're in maintenance, but it depends on what phase or stage you are in maintenance. So four stages, I always like to talk about this: losing your weight, solidifying your weight, maintaining your weight, testing the waters, and then moving on to that finally and forever stage. So if you are solidifying your weight, then you are doing another round of the program, or you are personalizing the plan. And while you are solidifying your weight, you still want to follow the guidelines. So you still don't want to eat any sooner than a half hour or go any longer than 3.5-4 hours. So we push that a little bit by the time we're personalizing the plan. So you're following all the guidelines, right? So you're either doing a complete reset of the program and you're doing another round, but for the sake of maintenance when it comes to solidifying your weight. And then you're going to move on to personalizing the plan when it comes to that third stage of maintaining, testing the waters, before you then move on to just wake up, look good, feel good, and just eat in tune to your body's needs, right? So while you are solidifying, you want to make sure you're still very much following all the guidelines. Now, when it comes to personalizing the plan and you're just kind of in just basic maintenance and just about to, I mean, personalizing the plan is also the setup for wake up, look good, feel good, live your life. Then you want to eat more in tune to your body's needs than watching a time clock. However, once you're pushing about 4 hours, chances are you're going to be hungry for something. And that's maybe where you probably should eat something, depending on when you can get your next meal or snack. You really want to avoid your body needing to dip in and utilize your emergency fat reserves. And that's why, you know, you don't want to go too long of time without eating, especially obviously while you're trying to lose weight, because you're just trying to get the body to trust that you're going to continually give it what it needs. So you want to be mindful of that. And then of course, if you eat something and then you're hungry a half hour later, chances are, you know, if you've eaten something to satisfaction, you're not actually hungry half hour later. It's probably your migrating motor complex kicking in, or you just maybe need to drink some more water because you're dehydrated or whatnot. So I wouldn't like stress about it or be watching the clock too much. But the problem might also be if you're a person like me, where whenever I'm focused on something, I could easily go all day long without eating anything because I'm just so focused on what I'm doing. If I'm in the zone of doing some sort of work, I'm in the zone. I can go all day and not eat anything. I could sit at my desk all day long and not eat anything. That's not good. And that's not because I don't need to eat. That's because my body helps me stay so focused on what I'm focusing on that it won't tell me that I need to eat. But the minute I stop and think about it, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I need something to eat. Or if Tony brings me something, he's like, do you want something to eat? I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. And then all of a sudden I start eating it and I'm like, oh shit, I'm actually really hungry. So you just want to fall back on, you want to be, you know, mindful not to fall back on that. If you're the kind of person who could go all day long without eating, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. That's a great question. So it depends if you are repeating the program again for solidifying, you want to stick within that half hour to 3.5 hour time limit. When you are personalizing the plan, you can push that a little bit more to, you know, 4 hours. Every now and then, you know, going longer than that, I wouldn't stress about it. You just don't want to make a habit of going like all day long without eating. And that's how a lot of people end up gaining weight in the first place, especially men and their big beer bellies. That is very typical of high stress, lack of sleep, going long periods of time without eating. So waking up in the morning, maybe having breakfast, maybe not, going all day long, maybe having something little for lunch, but then not eating from like lunch till 7 o'clock at night and then coming home and having a late dinner. So those long periods of time, you want to avoid that. You want to avoid that. All right. Next question is resistance exercises. Are weights the best choice? What else can help keep muscle mass later in life? I do tons of walking stretches every morning and I'm doing chair yoga, but specifically what things can I do for my muscles? So I love this question. You have larger muscles and then you have smaller muscles in your body. And so large muscles are things like squats. I know Odette's doing a squat challenge with you guys this week. So squats are going to be the front of your leg, your quads, your hamstrings, the back of your leg, and your glutes, so your butt muscles. So when you do a squat, right, that's like some major muscles. Small muscles would maybe be like doing like a hip circle where you're lying on the mat on the side with your legs out and you're lifting up a leg and you're kind of like turning your foot and small little circles. Pilates is like known for core muscles, the small muscles in your body. So you want to strengthen both. You don't want to just do bicep curls and tricep curls. You also want to do your shoulders and work your rotators and the behind your shoulders, your rear delts and whatnot. So you want to get a good combination and not just be overtraining like just your chest and your back and you're doing squats. So, but resistance training is so important, especially as we get older and especially if you've done any kind of dieting in your life. Because there's a big difference between weight loss, which is what you're going to get by starving and depriving and restricting your foods, eating less, exercising more type of thing. I mean, you can't really build muscle and exercise. You can't like build muscle while you're on a calorie restricted diet. This is why they tell people to prioritize protein when you're doing that, because it's so easy to lose muscle mass when you're just going on a calorie restricted diet. Now, obviously the living method is different because you're giving your body all this nutrient-rich foods. And when you are exercising, your body is getting the resources it needs to make change. So doing major muscles, like lifting some heavier weights with the basics, whether it's push-ups, that sort of body weight, that's great. Like there's all sorts of exercises that you can do where you're using your own body weight for the weights that you're using, like a push-up, for example, as opposed to lying on the ground and pushing up weights. I'm still in my workout gear from this morning, but I didn't finish my workout, so I got to go back and finish it. So I'm staying in my gym clothes, if you're watching and you're noticing. So walking obviously is amazing. Benefits of walking, so many great benefits of walking. Endurance training, obviously great for stress relief for your mind. It's very low impact on the body. You can also walk uphill, get your heart rate up as well. So that's great. Stretch is obviously so important for mobility. It's great to be flexible, to be able to ease of movement, move your body. So that is really great. And chair yoga, also really great too. Yoga is very healing for the body, depending on how much body weight resistance you're using. Like if you're going to downward dog and then you're pulling up into cobra and you're going down that from bending your arms, that obviously is resistance training as well. But there's nothing beats lifting some heavier weights. I would get yourself some maybe 5 pound, 10 pound weights. There's all sorts of great YouTube videos out there that you can watch just with like a couple sets of hand weights. There's a variety of exercises you can do. You can work chest exercises, back, shoulders, biceps, triceps, basically all of your upper body. And then, of course, there's a lot of lower body exercises that you can do as well beyond squats, because I know a lot of people are limited in the squats if they have knee issues and whatnot. But even if you're like, I've seen some of you talk about how you can't do squats. So that's problematic because squatting is sitting. Squatting is going to the bathroom. So anything that you can do to strengthen those muscles, like any leg extensions or hamstring curls or whatnot that you can do, like sitting on the edge of a chair and then extending your leg out, like that's working the top part of your legs, your quads. So Resistance training, definitely you want to get in some heavy weights in there, heavier weights in there as well. What specific thing can I do for my muscles? I would invest in some hand weights. Fit On app is free and amazing because you can pick your workout. We have exercises in our app and in the group here. There's a ton of other apps out there. There's a ton of videos on YouTube that you can search. I mean, that's what's so great. There's a variety of different exercises, YouTube access to exercises. There's stuff that you can do at home, like again, with your body resistance, but you should be lifting some heavier weights that are causing some ripping and tearing of your muscles, and then your body working hard to repair and rebuild those muscles. Increasing your muscle mass is one of the best things that you can do, not only for your health and wellness, but actually for your weight as well, especially in maintenance. Here's another one. I am taking an antibiotic, heavy dose, for 3 weeks because of a sinus infection. It's wreaking havoc on my stomach. I'm drinking the water, no gluten or dairy, and taking probiotics. Why is my weight up? This is so easy. Your weight is up because your body's in a state of stress. Your body has a virus, so sinus, that your body's trying to get out. So it's trying to retain water in order to get that virus out of your system. You're on antibiotics, which really messes with your digestive system. Besides the fact that your body's in a massive state of stress. If you have a sinus issue, that's one thing. That also even affects your breathing. It affects your eating. It affects everything. And then, you know, you add antibiotics on top of that, which obviously is a massive state of stress. The last thing that your body is focused on right now is your weight. And it's just probably just trying to retain fluid in order to constantly detox this virus out of your system. Plus, you're probably not sleeping great. Your body's at a bit of a deficit, meaning like it's just not performing really well. And so our body's response to that is to retain water. This is why you might not be hungry. And even with maybe not eating a lot, your weight is still up. That's quite normal. Or you'll be extra hungry, craving carbs and sugar because your body is essentially looking for you to drink some more water. So antibiotic, anytime your body's in a state of stress, like just not having a great night's sleep will have your weight up. Just not getting your water in for the day will have your weight up. Just your body being a sore from a workout that's self-induced will have your weight up. So if you can imagine, having a sinus infection, having to take antibiotic, just like the all around effect that's going to have on your body physically and mentally, that'll have your weight up. Now, you follow the sickness protocol, which you do in weight loss. You can also follow the sickness protocol when it comes to maintaining your weight. Keep it nice and light. And then as soon as your appetite comes back, you start to feel better. You should notice your weight dropping right back down again. It's not real weight gain. It's just the body retaining water. Gluten and dairy don't really have, like drinking the water is a lot different than drinking the amount of water that you would need when taking antibiotics and actually being sick. It would be a lot different than just a basic hydration level. So you want to make sure you're probably not drinking enough. You're probably drinking like the amount maybe you normally drink, but you probably need to drink a lot more with that. Gluten and dairy. Yeah. I mean, gluten and dairy, if you're sensitive to those, but that wouldn't stop the antibiotic. Take a probiotic. That would be good. That's super helpful. If you take a probiotic while you're taking the antibiotic, just make sure you get lots of rest, lots of fluids, keep your foods nice and light, that type of thing. But the gluten and dairy wouldn't really have any impact on that whatsoever, unless you're actually really sensitive to it. There you are. A couple of you. Carolyn Jervan has a free workout plan on YouTube. There's so many workout plans on you. You know what? We should do a call out. We should get Odette to do a post on share your favorite workout videos. There's a ton of them on YouTube. I mean, even if you pay for them, even if you, it's a great idea too, if you do get yourself some hand weights, all sorts of videos out there, but it could be a great idea to hire a personal trainer to make up a couple of routines for you, especially if you do have any like injuries or anything that you have to work around or limitations or whatnot. It'd be a great idea to hire a personal trainer maybe to come in and show you some exercises that you could do as well. That'd be a great investment that you can do. We should actually get Sherry Perez in here. Maybe she could do some home workouts for us, like how to like just basic weights 101 that you can do. Maybe do a couple workouts for you guys.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
A couple of days ago, I believe Gina mentioned or commented on exclusive membership. So not exclusive, a couple of things could be going on with this. Exclusive content that we send out. So when people signed up for the winter program in the end of the fall program, we did an exclusive content. Actually, I have a new email coming up for you guys with a list to a podcast that I did. So we had an opportunity for people. They signed up. One of the things that we were doing, along with giving them, I think, the 20% off the maintenance group, was some exclusive content as well. So I've sent out a few emails. So you want to make sure you check those. They are different than the weekly emails that the team sends out, usually with a new recipe, or this next one is going to have a new podcast that I did with Kyle Buchanan. You might have seen, actually, if you follow me on Instagram, I did a conversation with him on his, he invited me on his podcast and he was amazing. So I was like, you've got to come onto my podcast. He is great. I'm going to get him on as a guest in the weight loss group, also in here as well. He's the lifestyle health and wellness guy for Global Television here in Canada, and he goes on the morning show all the time and gives great tips. So I did a recent podcast with him. He's really interesting because he lost a lot of weight on his own, mind you, but we have sort of very similar, like, values, and you know, we're both out to do the same thing, help real people make very real change in their lives. So that's that. And the other thing that we're working on for maintenance, and I know Odette and I have touched on this a little bit, is a maintenance program where we would have a version of the app that would go along specific to maintenance. And so after you were done the weight loss program, you would purchase the maintenance program, and then you would have an app that would follow, and it would be a guided program and process that would link in, obviously, to the posts that are in the maintenance group. So you would have access to the maintenance group ongoing after you're done. So it's not something we would expect people to do over and over and over again, but that for that first solidifying time, those first 3 months of the program, you would do the maintenance program, and then obviously you would still be in the maintenance group where you can have access to the team, all the information when you're working on that third stage of that, you know, learning to feel what maintenance looks like and feels like to you, and testing the waters of that. And then I'm going to work on my third group, because I think we need to know where we're going. And so it's one thing to lose your weight, it's one thing to maintain your weight, and then you have to move on with the rest of your life. And this is sort of where we have a lot of people staying in the maintenance group because they want to stay connected to the community. And so I'm working on a third group, which will be all about truly living your best life. Now that you've reached this whole goal, it's about, you know, working towards other goals in your life, working through things that you need to work through far beyond losing weight, maintaining your weight. It's a bit of a different conversation in there. So currently working on that. I'm actually going to put a wait list up for that soon as well. A couple of other things, if you guys have any questions, let me know. I'm just kind of filling time right now. A couple other things that we're working on too is going deeper with our guests and doing these extra segments with them where we really are able to dive into a variety of topics much deeper, as you know, in the weight loss group and then here in the maintenance group. And I love that our guests spend the time with us, but it's very surface conversation, right? Very much for awareness, rather than, you know, really getting deep into certain topics. So for example, we did the hormone conversation. You guys might have seen it last week with Dr. Alinka. And we talked about perimenopause, menopause, postmenopausal. We talked about testing. We talked about symptoms. We talked about treatments. I mean, we could have talked a whole hour on symptoms. We could have talked a whole hour about why people go into early menopause and why people don't. We could have gone a whole hour into treatments, and we could have gone to a whole hour into testing. And so really going down the rabbit hole. And this is the same with Dr. Beverly. Same thing with Dr. Beverly. We could go down a rabbit hole of conversations with her as well. Gina, how are you? I'm okay. I'm feeling the time change this weekend. I'm not feeling so hot today, you guys, but I'm here for it. I don't know if it's the timing or just the time of year or what's going on. I'm not feeling so great today. How are you guys feeling with the time change? How are you handling that? It's just an hour, but I woke up for my usual, set my alarm for, what was it, 5 o'clock, I think I was up today. And then you realize it's 4 o'clock, and then I go back to bed, and then I'm thinking I should sleep into 6 o'clock, which would really be 5 o'clock. And then 6 o'clock rolls around, and then I finally get out of bed at 7 o'clock. A little messed up a little bit. But other than that, I'm feeling really great. I'm excited. It's the last month of the weight loss program. So yeah, like the last month of the weight loss program is always tough because people put pressure on themselves to, you know, lose all their weight in that month. Some people haven't lost as much as they would like. And although there's no reason why they can't lose more, you know, it's really feely. Today was a really big feely day. It was a Monday, of course. It's a whole new week. So we're doing week 9, which is that revamp week. So we're phasing off that original food plan. And then the last month of the program. And this is also where we get a lot of people coming back who haven't been following. And, you know, everyone just, there's this kind of like edge, you know, and then there's like so many people are just doing amazing. And it's sort of like, how do you balance trying to, you know, like be sympathetic, empathetic to some people, understanding when people are stressing out, you know, supportive and whatnot, and then championing and cheering on everybody who's doing really well. So it's a big feely day in the weight loss group today, which is why I was so looking forward to coming into the maintenance group. Now that you guys don't also have your share of stuff that you're working through as well, but this is just kind of like you guys have been through all of it. And it's this thing, this feeling that I'm dealing with lately of really wanting people to understand that it's not losing weight that's hard. It's not maintaining your weight that's hard. It's trying to do that while continuing to work through the things you need to work through in your life while life is smacking you in the face, while life is making it difficult for you. You know, that's what's hard. It's not the losing weight part of it. I mean, losing weight is tough, like the time that you have to put into it. Losing weight really is hard because chances are you've done all the other diets and then you just starving and depriving really just taught your body to store fat. It tanked your metabolism. It, you know, didn't help with any health issues. And of course, as you get older, so of course it's hard to lose weight. But really what makes it difficult is life. And same thing with maintenance. So, you know, it's like so many people are afraid of gaining weight back, but you have the tools to easily be able to maintain your weight. And chances are when you gain your weight, it's because you're falling back into old habits. Right. And if anything, when you fall back into old habits, when you're trying to maintain, that's where you really, you're not done learning. And that's where you really want to reflect and be like, why was that my go-to? Okay. So this major thing happened to me in my life. And my go-to was like to binge eat to whatever, not eat all day, binge eat, whatever that was. That process kept going. I add more stress onto that. Next thing you know, I've gained weight. And I don't know why, but you do know why. You don't just gain 20 pounds and not notice. You don't just gain 5 pounds, 10 pounds. Well, 5 pounds probably, because you can easily, your weight can go up 5 pounds. You didn't really gain 5 pounds, but it's really just understanding it's life. And these are like, you know, really the program, whether you're losing weight or maintaining your weight, is really about being so super in tune with yourself that you know what your body needs, especially when you're struggling, especially when life is hard. You know what you need to be able to lose weight. You know what you need to be able to maintain your weight. And, you know, ultimately with the goal of getting people to that place where they just, you're not stressing about it anymore. Yes, when stressful times happen and maybe you fall back into old habits, you recognize you're doing it, you course correct, you go back on track, you help your body get through whatever it's going through physically, helping yourself get through things mentally, just really being calm and confident, knowing what you need and how to prioritize yourself and do the things that you need to do to get back to feeling really good, like this week, right? So got to get back on my water this week. I know the time change is going to get me. You know, I'm going to be tired, so I'm going to wrap my head around that. So making sure I did get up today, I did move my body, making sure I've taken all my supplements, making sure, you know, like I'm just systematically doing the things that I need to do. Valerie, hi. I love maintenance so much. I have learned so much more about myself and know there is an end. Working with an ND and on the cusp of something that has caused me to remain above my comfortable maintenance range. Ooh, interesting. I'd love to hear about that because I know you've been trying to figure this out. Now, can I just say, and I love that you've been so vocal, Valerie, about your journey over the last year and a bit. And now in hindsight, can you, I don't know what's going on with your ND, but what I'm going to think, now in hindsight, did you know? Do you know what I mean? Like you always knew something was a little off. Like you kept investigating, kept having conversations. We kept going deeper into it. We talked all around it. And now I'm wondering, like, now in hindsight, you're like, yep, makes sense. Yep, I knew something was going on, right? Working with an ND and on the cusp of something that has caused me to remain above my comfortable maintenance range. I can't thank you enough. Gina, without the group, I'd be back at that dark place and would never know. Yeah. Or even just getting to a place that you trust, that you know that there's something going on. I was reading a comment in the weight loss group today and someone had reached out and it was just, oh, it was so much. It was so heavy. Obviously all the feels about, you know, how they were feeling, stuff that they were doing, stuff that they weren't doing, and just like all the feels. And to me, I'm like, wow, it's so obvious why you're, and they're just like, I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, you just wrote this big, huge thing. You know what's going on. You don't need me to tell you because all I'm doing is listing everything that you listed in your note and just going to write it back to you and be like, well, this and that and these and these things. But sometimes I think that we don't trust ourselves. And, you know, with the program, you really are learning a lot. It's like get in tune with yourself 101. Recognize your shit 101, work through your shit 101, be accountable to yourself 101, prioritize yourself 101. You know, like it's just really about being in tune to what you need specifically. Actually, that was the topic of my conversation in the weight loss group today. I was like, what do you need? What do you need to do, right? Oh, trust me, you will all hear about it. Valerie, I want to know. You got to tell me. I want to know. Now I need to know. Yes, definitely knew something was preventing it. It just took me a long time to recognize it isn't the food or my diet, despite you trying to guide me there. The years of diet mentality and obsession with numbers needed time for me to work through. Ah, yeah. That's exactly what I'm, thank you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. People, trying to get people to really understand it's just so much more to it. So much more to it. I love this for you. I'm really excited. I'm really excited to hear what you're going through because you, it's not through lack of trying, wanting, trying, doing. You have been doing all of the things. You have been literally trying to figure it out. We've been here helping you trying to figure out too. And then sometimes it's just like you're so focused on what you think it is or what it should be. And then it's something completely different. And this is where you got to really trust that you know what's going on. And I think honestly, if we were all really honest with ourselves, even that way we know when something is up, we know when the things we're focusing on are probably not the things that we need to focus on, but we need something, right? We need something to keep us going, something to have faith in, something to, you know, on that note, I got to go. That's my time for today. Valerie, I'm really happy for you. I'm excited for you. This has like been such a journey for you. And as it is for so many people, because of our history with dieting, this is a totally different conversation. If I've taken someone who's 16 years old, 18 years old, never dieted, you know, I gained weight for whatever reason, first time trying to lose it. But the conversation is so much more complicated than that when it comes to not just losing, but also maintaining your diet. If anyone needs an amazing ND in Niagara, I highly recommend Dr. Charlene Cush. She's amazing and has supported me in my weight loss through the Living Method. I love that. We should do a sort of referral program as well. I know we have people who are joining us from all over the world, so that's hard to do, but sometimes that's how you find the best healthcare people. That's how I found my doctor. I had a doctor, it wasn't so great, not happy, got on list. It was so difficult. And then I had someone who reached out to someone and pulled some strings for me and gave me a referral. And that's how I found my great doctor too. So asking some friends and family or people that you know, if they have anyone, you never know who has an opening or who's available. I got to go. And thanks everyone for joining me. Happy Monday. I hope that we all survive this time change. It's not easy. If you're feeling off today, that's keep like saying, what's wrong with me today? That's probably what's going on with you today. I know if you follow Dr. Beverly David, Dr. Beverly over on Instagram, she shared some tips there for you as well. I know you guys have been chatting about it here too. So have an amazing day, everyone. Thank you for all of your questions. You know, I love talking about this. I love answering your questions. Please pop into the group on Sundays. Let us know the questions that you have, especially if you can't join me live and you want to listen to it later. I will try to get through as many of those questions as possible. Hope you have an amazing day, everyone. I think I will see you guys midweek this week. We're talking to Ruth Kane, Dr. Ruth. She's joining us on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some of you have been joining in on the focus groups that we've been doing in maintenance. Thank you so much. So we're going to talk to her about that. Have an amazing day, everyone. And I will see you Wednesday. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.